something was, or I saw on TV, was very disturbing. I didn't see the whole. I just saw what the news showed. It showed on one of those morning shows, like the Today Show, you know, on another show. I don't know the other one, right? Where this guy, you know, the football player who played for the Giants. What's his name? Strahan. And they showed a little boy on the show. He's coming down the aisle as a drag queen. A little boy, right? He's dressed up like a drag, okay? And the people, they're clapping, and it's like it's hilarious. It's, you know, and it's like it's agreeable. You know, they're with it, right? So it tells me something about where our minds is, you know. And I like his prayer. He said treasure. He mentioned treasure. The Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. Are you listening? You can have a worldly treasure, or you could have a heavenly treasure. All right? But like I said, when I saw that little boy dress up as a drag queen, right? Coming down the aisle, he's getting all on the floor, you know, doing all that stuff, right? And the people is clapping. They you know, it's entertainment. They're really enjoying that kind of entertainment. And then after that, they showed it was a crowd of young boys. Not young boys like this, young kids, right? It was a crowd of them dressed up like drag queens. And they said that it's all right. You know, it's all right to be like that. And I said, where are we going? You know, where's our future? You know? You know, where what are we thinking? You know? Not no big boys now, little kids, right? Dressing up like women. Right? And this is the way they want to be. Okay? I thought that was very disturbing. I don't know about you. If you have anything to say about it, help me say it now. That's real disturbing. And then, like I said, afterward, they showed a crowd of kids, right? Who's dressed up as girls. And they just flirting it, right? And then we got some of our leaders saying that they're gonna sign laws that if their son, right, want to have his self changed, right, they cannot do anything about it, and if they try to do anything about it, they get arrested. They're trying to make a law now, right? Because they're saying that if the child wants to be like that, right? When I was growing up, I wanted to be bad. Right? Man, I wanted to be bad. I wanted to do bad things. I don't know why. Are you listening? You, MacArthur, you too?
No, I hear you. I'm listening.
Oh, you wouldn't like that? I wanted to do bad things, man. Beat people up, you know. But I was taught different. I was, you know, that belt took me out of that. Right? So in other words, you don't let a child be what a child want to be. You train the child up. That's what the Bible teaches us. But like Brian said about the treasure, where your treasure lies, that's where your heart is also. Because if their treasure was in heaven, they would never think like that. Go ahead.
You know, Sodom and Gomorrah never started out as Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right.
It got to that point. And I just keep seeing how we keep changing, how we tolerate things. That's what happens in Sodom and Gomorrah. They tolerate bad actions.
Condone.
The way we're headed, if we don't. And I don't know how to get the country to change itself, but maybe just us continue to do what we're doing and stand up for what's right.
Sure.
We can't kill light from darkness anymore.
It is from
because of the killing of babies and the blending of the sexes. God cannot tolerate that much longer.
Much longer.
The end has to be close.
Has to be. It don't make no kind of sense. Brother McGarthy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I came in and I didn't get it early.
Okay.
Of your conversation, the presentation, and I may be catching the bull by the tail, so to speak, because I think I know what you're talking about. But from what I've heard you said, I can see as well as everybody can see that society as a whole has accepted a lot of stuff that used to be wrong, and today's society now is considered tolerable. You know, it's not saying it's right, but it's just tolerable because it's being seen so much. Mm-hmm. When the media first came out, you know, television, which was a big thing, it was educational and entertainment also. But then it got to the point where whatever you see on the television, whatever you hear on the radio, this is what guides the country, and this is what moves the country, this is what molds the country. Mm-hmm. And if the weatherman said it's going to snow tomorrow, everybody's going to run to the store. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at, is it really going to snow? You know, questioning, they're just going to go do it. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a commercial, they brainwash you to get you to believe what they want you to believe. You see a commercial, even we've seen commercials where they have a little baby sitting there looking at the television. The commercial come on and he don't know the whole commercial, but before the end of it, he's singing the same jingle that they're singing. You hear the same thing 3 and 4 times, it brainwashes you. Our job as Christians is, like Brian said, we know the truth, we know how it's supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to do, set the example, and not conform to what the world is. But to be the example, so the world can see this is how you're supposed to be. But I've had a person ask me one time, why do God allow people to dress up like men to dress up like women, and women to dress up like men, and so many people have commit crimes and certain things that they do. Why do God allow it? The fact is, God has told us what we are supposed to do, and he gives us that choice. But he also said, we are not bringing this into heaven. So you have the opportunity to do what you want to do here on this earth. But when you leave here, if whatever you've done is you're gonna pay for, and you are not going into heaven, because God already said, this is not going to be here. But you have the opportunity to do what you want to do here.
And see, that's the point. That's a great point. You see, they're not hearing, you know, a lot of people are not hearing that because they're not believing that. You know, a lot of people don't believe that there's a hell.
Right.
A lot of folks don't believe that there's a heaven. A lot of folks think that, you got some people who thinking that you're going to come back as an animal, or you'll come back as another kind of human being. You might, if you're a man now, you might come back as a woman, so forth and so on. They got that belief, right? But God left us something, and he didn't force it on us to believe. Now, it's on us. It's on us to believe. Are you with me? One of the messages he gave us was Lazarus and the rich ruler, the rich man and Lazarus, right? Now, when we read that story, we don't see what the rich man, the bad things he done. But we can infer that it was some bad thing that he done, because he didn't make it to heaven. Are you with me? We did not see what he did, right? But we know that he didn't make it to heaven. But Lazarus did. Now, when this man got to heaven, he wanted to make a deal. Are you ready for that? Like, you know, like, listen, you know, hey, Abraham, you know, give me some of that water. You know, I ain't gonna let nobody else see. You know, between me and you, you know. He gonna try to make a deal. Are you with me? We hear that. We hear that. And we know that we can't make no deal afterward. But the world, they can't see that. They don't know that, right? They think that, you know, hey, you know, man, we, you know, it's just, you're gonna go somewhere. You know, you got a lot of shows on TV now like Ghosts. I never seen it all the way, but I know what it's about, right? It's about a lot of people who have died in this house, and you know, and a lot of people think that's what's going to happen. Are you with me? But we hear, for those who haven't, remember, those who have an ear, let them hear. We hear this, right? That it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. We hear these things, you see, and we study the scripture, you know, that we might not be lost, that we want to hear what God said, that we might not be in the shape that man, that rich man was in hell. Are you with me? He wanted to make a deal. He wanted to preach. He wanted to go ye therefore. He said, well, go and warn my brothers. Abraham said, there's some of them warning her now. Are you with me? Don't you worry. You finished. You're done. Are you with me? Your deeds is done. Your life is over. This is it now. Are you with me? But there are many people. And like I said, when I saw that, right, for those of you who just came in, I'm speaking about what I saw on TV, okay? A young boy, right? On this morning show, he's coming down the aisle dressed like a woman, drag queen. Why? That's a boy. Right? You're supposed to be a boy. God, you're supposed to be a boy. You're supposed to climb trees, shoot marbles. Right? Right? You know, that's what you're supposed to do. And when you get up, like girls, you know, that's what you're supposed to do as a boy. But they're saying that if their son, and I see one woman, they had one woman on, she's saying that this is what he want to be, and I love my son, and she is encouraging him, dressing him up like that, you know, because she loved him. What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? We don't, you know, the world don't even know the definition of love. They think love is what you make it, right? But we know another definition for love. And the definition that we know is this. God is love. Right? That's what we know. But the world thinks that you know, like, love is what you make it. Listen. If a little boy want to be a girl, if a girl want to be, you know, I like the WNBA. I love it. I love to see those girls play, man. I mean, it's just something different. When I was growing up, there was girl basketball. But remember back in the days, it was only half court for the girls. Do you remember that? Huh? You don't remember that? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm going to quit, man. I'm going to quit. But anyway. The WNBA, I love it, right? And when I first started looking at it, I used to look at some of those players, right? And it was spectacular. You know, it was good things, you know. I would like them, right? And come to find out that she's married to another woman. Now, I can't like you no more. You know, not like her, but like the way. I can't like the way. I can't clap for you no more. Are you with me? And then you got one on a team, two on. It's a team that has two that is married and playing together. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And you got one who, this tall girl, what her name is? Brittany Griner, right? She has a wife getting ready to have a baby. right? Mm-hmm. Now, how that happened? Artificial, what they call it, insemination, right? We call that fornication.
Now the world is, people say, oh, we'll just give them a little bit, but the world's going to take them out. Because look at the abortion. They were getting to the point where they wanted to abort the baby right after birth. But where's the stopping point? The mother can't handle it after 30 days, or the parents can't handle it after 30 days. Would they do it then? The world's going to take as much as they can get, as quick as they can get. And we can't tolerate saying agree to any of that small little stuff, because the world's going to take everything to the extreme, away from God.
The world is putting us in trouble. You know, it really, really. And it's like I said, right? For those who have an ear, let them hear. They don't hear. They don't believe what they hear. It just don't make no kind of sense what Jesus is saying, right? Because they're saying that, you know, with Jesus you can't have no fun, you can't do nothing, you know, with Jesus, right? You got to go to church, you got evening services one time, then you got to go on Wednesday, then you got to go door knocking, you know. Then you got to treat people nice who don't like you. You know, Jesus, you know, it's just too much. Go ahead.
That's because the things that we come up in the world learning that we think is what is good is evil. Mm-hmm. And it's sinful. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Until you learn, you know, you got to hear the word and understand it to know, and you know, know that mm-hmm. this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up thinking that it's okay to go out and get drunk every day, then that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see no problem with it. If you see other people doing it all the time, with this man, he goes to work, he come home, he get drunk, but then he gets sober enough to go back to work next day, and he come home and he get drunk again, and then he go back to work, and he keeps doing this, mm-hmm. and you see other people doing it, you feel like, okay, well, that's all right, I'm going to do it. Then mm-hmm. you think it's right. You live like that until you learn this is sinful.
Mm-hmm.
This is not right. This is not what God wants you to do. And then you have to fight against those feelings that you've already created, that you think that it's right. Mm-hmm. And that's why you think it's fun. But it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Until you learn that you can live without doing that. And then you're like, all this time, I've been acting the fool.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The Bible teaches about people going to see wrong as being right, and right as being wrong.
Yeah.
You know? You know, like I said before, you know, a man who drinks, right? And some of you been there, right? I've been there. As I stated to you before. You know, you go out, you know, you party, you know, you're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Drink after drink after drink. You get drunk. You go to sleep, right? You wake up and you don't know from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock what happened. Are you listening? You got your clothes on now. But from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, what happened? I don't know. And you got to come home like that. You don't know what happened. Man or woman, right? You know. You don't know what happened, and you come home, you're sick, you throw up, right? And then you're so smart, you're so wise, because what somebody told you, you get another drink to feel better. Friday comes, right? You can't wait to do that all over again. All right? Just can't wait. Friday, I'm gonna do it a little bit. I'm gonna drink more so I could see more elephants or whatever, you know, because I ain't seen but two the last time. A fella told me he saw seven, and I'm gonna try to get to that point. You know, that's what the world is doing, right? Because the world don't know God. Psalms 127:3. Somebody read that, please. Because our children is our future, right? And it's getting bad in bad shape when it's, when the teaching is coming from the house. Are you with me? Now, we could fight it if the teaching is coming from the schools, from the streets, even from church. We could fight it, but if it's coming from the house, that's trouble, man. All right, anybody? Psalms 127:3.
Behold, children are an heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward.
It says that the children are a gift from God. We hear that, don't we? And what do we do with gifts? We open them and we're glad to have gifts. Are you listening? I know somebody who I bought a gift from, for, gave the person the gift. Went back a couple of days and said, how do you like it? Oh, I haven't even opened it yet. I said, okay. All right. You know? That, you know, when God gives us a gift, we need to open it. Are you with me? And the gift is a child. A child is a gift from God. Are you with me? And you know, and I know we have gone through some things in this life. I got that. But God is still in charge. I don't care what we went through in this life, God is still in charge. God loves us, and He gonna see us through. But it's a gift, and what we do with that gift is on us. Now, if that mother, when I saw that mother, right, what she done, she is saying that her son, he wants to be a girl. So she gonna do everything in her power to help him be what he wants to be, because she what loves him. Are you with me? Because she, you know, she loves her son, so she gonna dress him up if he wanna be, right? She gonna help him as much as he want to be what he want to be. Like I said, when I was a kid, I wanted to be bad. Yep. Got a lot of whipping and didn't, you know, I wanted it. And, you know, it's just like, like I said, for a time I was a bully for one time, right? Until I started getting bullied and things. I said, why are people like that? You know what? But, you know, I would see this boy, right? I would see his head, right, Jared, sitting behind him, right? And something would say, let's smack him. Right? Are you with me? I wanted to be bad. But my parents didn't want me to be bad. Right? They trained me out of that. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart. But he's speaking to people who have a hearing ear. We're supposed to train up our child in the way he's supposed to go. Not the way he want to go, but the, go ahead.
And then as a parent, it's easy. We have to not be easily led by our children.
Exactly.
You know, we have to tell our children, like you said, what we are wanting them to do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You do what you may think you want to do, but as long as you're here, you're going to do what I need you to do. And if your house is a household that is, or even if one parent, let me just say that, because my situation is slightly different. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm learning. This is what I understand. Now, if you don't like it, you have to contend with it until you get of an age, and then you can go about your business. Mm-hmm. But while you're here, mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I need you to do, because mm-hmm. you may try and understand that there's a consequence. And no one understands that there's a consequence. We're letting them, oh, do it. It's no consequence. It's okay now. Mm-hmm. There's a consequence. We, if we have not learned from our errors, our mistakes, we're not understanding the consequences. And we think, oh, we always have tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they have to see the real consequence in, I'm going to say, the here and now. Mm-hmm. Again, based on what you're saying, this is kind of my lesson on it. I'm not going to let my kid tell me what they would like to do.
Exactly.
If they have an inkling, okay, I can't take that away from you, but this is what I'm sharing with you and how we're going to do this. And again, when you get to a certain point, you can do what you need to do, but while you're here, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Most children are easily led astray. I mean, these are children. Mm-hmm. So, like Carl said, who's leading who?
Who's leading whom? Amen. You see, because the Bible says, train up a child in the way he's supposed to go. Not train up a child the way he wants to go, but the way God would have him to grow up. And that'll be the best thing to do. Train him up like that. That's the best way. Are you with me? But if you let a child, and the Bible also says, either a child left on his own would bring his mother to chains. Are you with me? A child who, you know, who you just leave him to grow up by himself. You know, just like they say today, a lot of people just stick them in a room with a computer and leave them. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Just leave them. Mm-hmm. Bad thing. Right? And I've been there. Right? A bad thing to do. Because we need to know where they're going at on the computer, because when we was coming up, there was no computer. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Had to sneak a Playboy magazine, and he couldn't just, you know, hey, Dad, I'm going to the store and get a, you know, rip one of the magazines. No. You had to sneak one of them in. Right? But now, if you leave a kid in that room, guess what? They would find where they're at. Are you with me? Where is that? And they would indulge, and they would fill their minds up with that mess. And they would become what that computer tell them to become.
A good example of that is we can see right today, children carrying guns to school, shooting. You got people that break into schools and shoot people that's in their kids and whatnot. But you got kids that's bringing guns to school because on these video games, they are taught. And it's okay to shoot. Mm-hmm. See how many you can points you can rack up to kill. What you can do to shoot. As a gun is not nothing because, oh, you shoot them, they're going to get back up. You know, they have no respect for a weapon. And because they have a weapon, it makes them feel like they're grown as an adult.
That's right.
But they do foolish stuff.
I remember, right? I was working at a place, you know, I had a, you know, one time I had a little night job. I said, I'm just going to, you know, do something, right? And I went to this place to work, right? And these two young boys, right? I'm working, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do, right? And they come to me and says, you know, snitches wear stitches. What? What? Right? Snitches wear stitches. Right?
No, it's snitches get stitches.
Yeah, something like that. Thank you. And I got the understanding what they're saying, right? And I'm saying, I said, go play, you know? Go play, right? And the young boy says, you know, I'm a man just like you. I put my pants on just like one leg at a time, just like you. I said, where all this coming from? You know, I'm whacking men out, you know, but they want to be a man and use another man to be a man. That's why the young boys are killing, because they want to be a man. So if I kill, I say, hear me now, right? If I kill so and so, then I'm a big man. Are you with me? He said that when they went to the beach, some of them boys, you know, who were shooting up the place, right? They went to Vietnam. It said when the heat was on and they were getting shot back at, said they threw the gun down and ran. Are you with me? When it's easy to shoot somebody who's unarmed. Are you with me? And they think themselves as big, you know, right? You guess what I'm saying? Is it, you know, they think that, you know, I'm a big man and I killed somebody. Are you with it? Like you said, it comes from that computer that kids get into, right? And it's everything there, you know. I mean, it's everything there, you know. You could go anywhere, and you know, and kids are growing up real fast now. They're growing up real fast.
I'm just making me remember about one time in Walmart. I was over by the pants section, and this lady and her son came over there. So she, I don't even know these people from there. So she said to him, "Let me get you two of these pants so you can, you know, start school." And so he said, "I'm not going to wear them." Like I said, I just jumped. He don't want nothing, did. Looked at him and all.
You said something?
Yeah, I said, okay. He don't want nothing. So, and they didn't say nothing back to me, but I guess the expression on my face was like, I'm thinking, when we grow up, you got to hand me down. You know, say you ain't gonna wear them if you want to.
And not only that, when we grew up, we had that belt in the house.
Yeah.
We had the belt, we had the stick, we had the strap, we had, you know, we had that, right?
Got you right there.
And then when that stuff, when that was set aside, then kids start acting greater, right? And it's our fault, right? Because we made the law to live by, and the law said that, you know, you can't beat your child now, because if you hurt them, you're gonna go to jail.
Well, it said we couldn't discipline our children anymore.
Exactly. But my daddy told me, he said, "Boy, I brought you here, and I will take you from here."
Yeah.
I said, "Dad, I'm your son, right?" You know? And see, the thing is, right, a lot of people don't really love their children because I remember one time I was at the buffet, right? And this lady, she had a bunch of kids at the table, right? And they was eating. And this little kid, he had two pieces of chicken on his plate, right? Got up, went to the garbage and threw the two pieces of chicken in there, and went right back and got two more pieces, right? And came back and sat down. I should have said something like, "Well, I said, all right, you know, that boy made me so mad." You know, I'm saying people are starving. Right? And you throwing away food. I mean, two good pieces. He could have brought it to me. I probably would have eaten. Right? Two good pieces of chicken. He bit off, you know, probably, you know, just, you know. And then he just went and threw all this food in the garbage. And went right back and got two new pieces. Right? People, like we said, people, right, will not raise their children. And they go out there and act a fool, right? The police is not going to love them like we do. Are you with me? You say the police is not going to love them. If that policeman see them going for something, whatever, that policeman is supposed to what? Do what he's taught to do, he's trained to do. Are you with me? They are not going to think twice and say, "You know, I love you, Johnny," or whatever. You know, are you with me? And we're raising our children so fast, right? So it's not, you know, and if we're not careful, it's us too, right? You know, grandkids, great grandkids, great great grandkids,
and that kids do a lot of
exactly.
Even in the cartoons,
on TV.
And for a child, you know, you see stuff like child telling the parent, "Don't come in my room. Have you lost your mind?"
Yes, you know? This is my room.
Yeah. This is my house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They see that stuff and then they act it out.
Yeah. You know, like I said, they grow up fast, right? Without discipline. And when I say without the discipline, without the strap. God says in Proverbs, he says, beat a child when he get out of order. Beat. Right? When he, you know, it said at the proper time. Don't just beat him because he looked like he needed, you know, but you beat him when he get out of order. So that particular thing with the child does, he won't think about doing it again when he gets out of order. He says, beat him with the rod. I looked it up because so many people say, that's the rod. That don't mean that. I heard a preacher say, he said, that's slavery. You don't beat the child these days, right? I said, you know, God's word never failed us, right? God's word was true then, and it's true now. It's going to be true over there too, right? But he's saying, you know, that's, you don't beat them. You know, you might have some kids that's, you know, good. Don't have, you know, across the board good. Are you with me, Donnie? Yes, sir. You know, do the right thing, right? And you, and the others, I might have one who's just as, you know, rowdy, right? God says to beat them, and you won't kill them. But he said if you don't, the death of that child is on you. It's kind of like, are you with me? Because you don't love that child. Are you with me? If you don't beat them, you don't love them. That's what Scripture is teaching us, right? If you don't discipline that child, if you don't, you don't love them, right? But I love them, but I just don't want to, you know. If Johnny wants to wear lipstick in the house, he can, you know. I won't let him do it outside. But, you know, if he wants to wear lipstick and put makeup on it, it's all right in the house, right? If you let Johnny do it in the house, Johnny gonna find someplace else to do it too. Are you with me? Because Johnny gonna find some friends who agree with him, and they gonna, you know, find a place to do it. Are you with me? Because that's how, you know, I didn't wear no lipstick when I, but I was, like I said, I was a bad boy. I was, you know, like I said, I was a, you know, yeah, you know, for a time, right? Yes, I was. And if you brothers say that you wasn't bad, shame on you. Yeah, you were. I can tell you were. You know? But anyway, I had a parent who didn't want me to be like that. And they trained me out of that. Right? They trained me out of that. They said, you ain't going to be like that in my house. Are you with me? You're not going to be. You living in my house. Right? And if you hit me, you're done. Are you with me? You're through. I grew up, like I said, you know, with the strap. And I don't hate my parents to this day for what they've done. Sometimes I thought they did it, you know, for just to be mean, yeah. You know, just to be pure, they just pure mean, right? You know, but they did, they trained me up with the strap. And when I got up, I just didn't do bad things without thinking twice. Because sometimes, you know, these kids, they just go out and do it and don't even think twice. Right? I heard a little boy say, I don't care nothing about no jail. Right? You know, you don't? Do you know what goes on in jails? Right? I don't care. You know, they don't care. Right? But this is what the children, you know, when you don't train them up, when you don't train the children up, this is what happens. Okay? Someone get third John 1 and read 1 through 4.
elders spoke to the well-beloved, Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. This is their killing.
Yeah, say that once before.
Yeah. Oh. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
You see? That's how we see it, right? We want our children to walk in truth. It's no greater joy. That gift that we got from above, it's no greater joy than to see them making it in life. You know? They're not stealing. They're not murdering. They're not, you know, gambling. They're not drinking, getting high. They're good kids. That's what we hope for. And it's no greater joy than to see that. Grandkids, great grandkids. And Jerry Crace, great great grandkids. You know? So we want. And this is what we have to teach the children, right? And it's like you send them to school, and like I said, it was this school who had a drag queen to come in. Once again, I told you this before, and was telling the children, right, that this is life. If this is what you want to be, this is life because God made you that way. Are you with me? Whereas we know God didn't do that. Sin done that. Are you with me? Sin done that. You see, all these things that's happening, sin done it. Are you with me? Sin brought us diseases. Sin brought us sicknesses. Sin did all of this stuff when Adam and Eve didn't listen. Sin came in and says, I got you. You know, all these things are going to happen. You know, all these disabilities, all these, you know, all that, right? But for a person who don't know God, they would say, well, God made them that way. God didn't do that. God didn't do that. But God said, he said also like this, he said, his little ones, wherein his little one is us too now, but he was speaking, you know, about the children. He said, whoever harm one of these little ones, what did he say? It'd be better for what? A milestone to be hung around your neck as you thrown into deep waters. That's just how God loved his little ones, his children. That's how we ought to love our children too. Are you with me? Because when the schools teach that mess, we ought to what? Stand up against that because we love our children. We can't just let it happen, you know. I don't want no trouble, you know. Let them, you know. When they get home, I'll teach them something different, right? Man, when those kids learn together in friendship, they got friends there, and they all think the same thing, right? It's hard to take it away from them, you know, because they got friends who think like that. Are you with me? Because they got friends who think like that, they're gonna think like that too. But like I said, it was disturbing. It was disturbing what I saw. Those kids, that young boy, coming down that aisle like that, dressed as a woman, got a dress on, got a hair on, lipstick, right? A little boy. Are you with me? God said, He said to man, he said, be fruitful. Go ahead.
Just thinking also, it's up to us definitely to know the scriptures. Just like I had a guy come to me talking about Lilith was the first woman in the Bible. I said, not according to scripture. And I told him,
where you can go, where, you know, in Genesis, where you can go. And so I said, he said, they, I don't know who they is. It's not according to scripture. And just even like somebody would say, oh, isn't he cute? Not according to scripture. Not according to scripture.
And that's kind of
like that.
That's kind of like what they would say, this, Jesus, exactly. This is cute. You know. Mm-hmm.
You say, you start bringing scripture to them, say, so are you going to believe man or are you going to believe God?
Exactly. And if we love our children, right, we have to stand up with that kind of teaching in the schools. You know, now they would bring a drag queen in to teach the children that that's okay, but on the other hand, they would take the Ten Commandments out of the schools. They would take prayer out of the schools, but they would bring a drag queen in to teach our children that it's okay. See, if you look at the Ten Commandments or the commandments of God, you would see something. You know, it would take you all the way to, just like you said, Sodom and Gomorrah. And tell me, you know, what you think about that? What do you think about that? Right? What?
You, no, I was just going to say, according to that folklore, Lilith is the first demon.
Yeah, Jesus. Exactly. Exactly. That's okay. It's time to go. I hope we had a good class today. But it's something to think about. We gotta pray about this. You know, because our future's in trouble. You know, our children. That's our future, right? One more quick, right? The Bible says, for we are to be fruitful and multiply. He said the same thing for the animals. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, the animals is sticking to the script. We are not. Because if young boys keep growing up as like that, right? Sooner or later, the women ain't gonna have no husband, right? And then what's gonna have to happen? Possibly have to, knowing man himself, he gonna make up, create something to inseminate a woman, even though he ain't got no more men, right? And that's gonna become fornication. And then ain't nobody going to heaven now, right? All right, I'm done. I'm done.